You're listening to Trinity Fremont's Sermon Podcast, where you can hear God's Word preached each and every week. Our purpose at Trinity is to raise up Christ followers in our families and in our communities. We pray that as you listen to this week's sermon, you'll be encouraged and equipped to live out your faith in all that you do.
Our theme verses for us today are Colossians 2, verses 6 and 7, the first two that I read for us this morning. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Confirmation is a really exciting time in the life of our congregation and in the lives of these students and these families. This morning we get to confirm 13 students into members of this congregation. And so it could be easy if you're here and you're not one of the confirmands or you're not part of their family. It could be easy to check out for a little bit, right? Because I'm probably only going to talk to those 13 kids. But I think we have to ask ourselves, what is confirmation, right? It's a confirming of the faith that was given to us in baptism, okay? Well, to ask the good Lutheran question, what does this mean? Right? Really, we're asking the question, what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? What does it mean to walk the walk that Jesus calls us to walk? And that's not just a question for these 13 students today, right? That's a question for each and every one of us. Right? Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Well, over the past couple years, we've tried to teach that to our confirmands and their families in a different way. We haven't changed what we teach, we've just changed how we teach. And so today, we've already touched on some of those ways of as to what it means to live out our faith, right? We've acknowledged the gifts that have been given to us in our baptisms. We've renounced the devil and all of his works and all of his ways, and we've confessed that we believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And there are some more questions that we're going to look at in a little bit that gets even deeper into the question of what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? What does it mean to walk in Him? But we focused on hearing God's Word or godly teaching, taking time to reflect on that, to ask questions about that, and then to live it out throughout the rest of our week. We've also focused on this being a very family-driven process. So I want to take a moment to acknowledge some people in this room this morning, and I didn't tell them I was going to do this, so deal with it. Confirmands, will you please have your parents stand up? Oh, seriously? So these men and women that you see standing here right now were my guinea pigs, right? They struggled through a process as we made some changes in this program, and they persevered, right? And they led their families as God has called them to lead as they passed down their faith to their children. And so I want to publicly say thank you. And for the rest of us, can we praise God for what He has done through these men and women? All right, you can have a seat. All right, that's one of the last awkward things that I'll make you do today, right? Over the past few weeks, I've had an opportunity to sit down with the confirmands and these families and ask them a few questions. I asked the confirmands two questions. How have you grown in your faith over the past couple weeks or a couple years? And what are some habits that you're putting in place right now to continue your faith growth after confirmation, right? Because confirmands, your faith growth does not end today, right? It's not when you get the certificate or when you eat the cake that you're done, right? Well, that's true for all of us. And then I asked the parents a follow-up question. What habit or habits are you putting into place to continue your faith growth so that you can continue to lead your family and be the primary faith formers in their homes? And those were some of my favorite conversations of the entire year. I heard answers like, well, now we read the Bible together and we talk about how it impacts our lives. Or we continue to use the worship engagement forms so that we can actually focus during the sermon and then live out our faith throughout the rest of the week. Or I've started doing daily devotions in the morning so I can start my day with Jesus. Or we've started listening to only Christian music in the car because that has seemed to change our mood and our attitude throughout the day. Or we're teaching our kids how important it is to serve our community in ways that are meaningful to them so that they can shine the light of Jesus into that community. And I could go on, but God is working miraculously in the lives of these families. And if you're out there and you're wondering, well, how can my family start putting some of these habits into place, whether I've got a middle schooler or a high schooler or a kindergartner or one on the way, or my kids are out of the house. If you're wondering how you and your family can start putting some of these habits into place, I'd love to sit down and have a chat with you about that. But really, it's a pretty simple process. And it's one that our confirmands and their families have heard me say over and over again. It's one that if you listen to our podcast throughout the week, it's something that we talk about over and over again. It's three steps. Hear God's word, reflect on it, and put it into practice. Right? Hear God's word, reflect on it, put it into practice. Hear God's word, reflect on it, put it into practice over and over again. And that does not end for you 13. It does not end today. Right? That is a lifelong process. Many of you here today were confirmed many years ago. Some of you have that to look forward to. Others, like me, maybe you came into the Lutheran church as an adult, and so you didn't quite go through this type of teaching. Maybe you took a few classes, and then you became a member of the church. But no matter where you are in your life of faith, even if you're not Lutheran, the life of faith is a daily walk, right? Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in Him. And how do you walk a really long distance? One step at a time. Right? Sometimes those are really big steps in life of faith. Sometimes the Holy Spirit comes and does a miraculous thing in your life and it completely changes the direction. But more often it's one step after another, step by step by step. That's how the Holy Spirit works in your life, through baby steps. So confirmants, I got you a gift. Baby steps. Don't forget to take your baby steps. All right, you all got t-shirts. If the size doesn't quite work, let me know. We can get you different ones. Isaac, yours is no longer folded all pretty like it was. Sorry, I left mine up there that I was going to use and then left it up there. But baby steps, right? Step by step by step. Because if you talk to any of these families, the ones that talked to me, a lot of them, they didn't say, man, we made this huge change in our life and it completely changed who we were. But instead, you'll hear them say, well, we did this. And next week, we took this other step. The next week, we took this other step. And if we look back to where we were 2 years ago, we see the change. But it didn't happen overnight. It was baby steps, day after day after day. So what do those baby steps look like? Or maybe what do some of those big steps look like? Well, confirmands, it's time to stand up again. Yeah, those of you who have these on. There it is. Just in case. I'm going to ask you some questions. Congregation, I'm going to ask you the same questions right afterwards. But we have an opportunity to consider what it means to live out our faith, to walk in faith. So the first question is about the Bible. What do we believe about the Bible? So confirmands, do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? All right, congregation, can we go back? I'm going to ask the same question. Do you hold all the prophetic and apostolic scriptures to be the inspired word of God? All right, confirmands, do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, right? This is the question of, do you believe that what we believe, teach, and confess here at Trinity is right and true? So do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from the Scriptures as you have learned to know it from the small catechism, to be faithful and true? And the congregation, same question. Do you confess the doctrine of the Evangelical Lutheran Church, drawn from the Scriptures as you have learned to know it in the small catechism, to be faithful and true? All right, the next question is, do you intend to come back to church next week? Right? Do you, congregation, do you, or confirmands, excuse me, do you intend to hear the Word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? Congregation, same question. Do you intend to hear the Word of God and receive the Lord's Supper faithfully? And then the next two are really those questions of, do you intend to continue to live this faith out the rest of your life? So confirmands, do you intend to live according to the Word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? Congregation, same question. Do you intend to live according to the Word of God and in faith, word, and deed to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, even to death? And then one final question. Confirmands, do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? And congregation, do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it? I do, by the grace of God. Therefore, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Amen.